time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
You have an interesting menu in front of me. A gentleman from Las Vegas has cancer of the prostate. I would love to talk to him about that. They thought I had it, but, you know, I didn't. Well, either I did or I got rid of it, one of the two, but I got rid of everything they said I had. Or didn't discover I had, but had it anyway, because of this dysfunctionality of your medical system. I'm sorry to say there are good doctors. We've had some good doctors call us to verify everything I've said the last couple of days. But so to another caller is, should he divorce his wife? I say no, but we'll talk about that after the break. So if you have prostate problems, which one in three men have or will have, they're going to mistreat you and you'll do everything wrong and you'll be in very serious trouble. And you'll become become a permanent patient. And your life will ebb away if you don't deal with these things properly. And there's no one who will tell you how to deal with it correctly. See, I'm not going to tell you to take medicine. I'm not telling you not to take it. Eat it. It's very simple. It's a crutch. Not a way of life. If it's a way of life, it leads you to having a bigger crutch and then a wheelchair. And then one of those little scooters you run around in is lazy buggers. Excuse the expression. I mean, it looks so silly to see old people running around when they could get on the machine and get up and walk. They just lose their ability to walk. They're so tired and they feel so important. Oh, I got a free wheelchair. I got an electric wheelchair. I'm so happy. You're better off with your legs. But the trouble is, you know, pretty soon you lose the use of your legs. You've got diabetes and you have neuropathy and things get worse. You don't know what the right thing to eat, and you haven't got the discipline to eat it. If you know what is right to eat, it just goes on. You have to be put in a gold cage to do everything. So, but there's a way of dealing with all disease, and it's let food be your medicine. But then the mind. I mean, you're not a monkey in a cage. But the point is, you have a wildness. The wildness that, the lack of discipline that leads you to the illness. So how does anybody expect, a doctor expect to talk to you and say, look, now you have to eat this and do that and do exercise and, you know, and take walks. The usual thing, stop smoking. You can't do any of those things. You have to be put in a cage. So there's a wildness about you that you have to tame first. You have to get hold of yourself. And it isn't by force of will. We'll talk about that in a bit. I have a tendency to crowd everything in a few minutes, and that's not good. It doesn't leave you any room for questioning because you think I've said it or haven't. I have to say it again and again to new callers. There's always new callers, and so I've probably been on over the same ground over the years, so it doesn't matter. So I've told some of the same stories about my life, because that's the only life I got to talk about. And I forget a lot about the patients. I forget what I said on this program tonight. A lot of people can have conversations with others and have a photographic memory, and they can remember everything that she said, he said, he said, she said, I said to him, he said that to me, and I said that to him. Anyway, and he came in, he did that. No, people do it. I don't have memory. When I finish my business with you, I forget you. I forget, I leave my work behind, but something I don't leave behind is my awareness. My awareness is heightened when I help to heighten yours. But that doesn't mean to say give you a high. To heighten your awareness is to be what you should be, say what needs to remind you in a way that edifies and not educates. But educates in the sense that you're learning me. I don't want you to learn me, please. And so when you get my materials, read it until you understand something, close the book. The Bible, same way. Read it, open the page anyway, preferably the New Testament. And read it, and when you come to something interesting, and something, the words light up, and you go, oh, I never saw that before. Close it and let it run its course. Let the realizations run their course. All right. And you may not pick that Bible up for another week or a month. It might last you that one revelation. One of the things I say may last you a whole week. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I know what's wrong with you. Those of you who've been listening for a long time, you listen to me and you get some benefit, but then you don't support me. Bingo. There it is. You know I don't have sponsors. You know that. Only you. You listen to me, and you feel better. You know it's right, and it's good. Somehow you can't grow. The reason why, because you're cheap. You can't have this and be dishonorable. And they say you'd have to support the program, but you should, since you know that someone paid to talk with you, and that if you don't pay your light bill, I can't talk to the next person. So that's a moral sin. Very simple. Shouldn't have to say this to you, should I? Because the people who have the goodness of their heart who support this program is a very small percentage, by the way. It's always been a very small percentage who you never ask, and you don't have to tell them to say thank you. They don't even need a thank you note. They just do it. It's a matter of course. So you should, too. I mean, but you shouldn't because I said it now. So you really leave it alone for a while until it's natural for you to do it. It's not good if I tell you. It really isn't. I don't want to be the source of motivation for that. That's wrong. But I owe it to you to remind you so you don't stay sick. You know, drag for years and years listening to me and, you know, and every now and then you give me a little guilt money. I'm not a motivator. Not going to be. All right. Now, we're going to go to Las Vegas with a very interesting subject. I'm very well versed in the subject, I think more so than most specialists, most people. I almost call them gynecologists. What do you call it? not a proctologist, silly. Not for prostate. Urologist, yes. All right. That really is. There's got to be something wrong with you to pick that portion of the anatomy of special interest. All right, now let's see. Let me see Herb in Las Vegas. Hello, Herb.
Hi,
how are you doing? All right.
You're really a blessing. And I hate to say it, but I've been listening to you since 1970 and meditating on and off. And I don't know if you believe this, but just by virtue of understanding, I usually don't have any hatred and resentment, and I turn some people around, and I don't think it would be good to hate and resent this disease right now. So,
yes, but do you?
I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, you know, see, if it was me answering that question, I would say, I have a problem with the doctor let me die. And the prostate was swollen, and because I had a real problem, I was poisoned in the ocean. And that led to a lot of things, including that. So I didn't get prostate the usual way everybody gets them. It's just I got all the diseases a different way from parasites living. They couldn't cure me. I didn't even know what it was for many years. I should have died from it, actually. But I wasn't meant to. But I understand. The doctor, I said some embarrassing things to him. I said, you know, how long have you been doing this? He said, 30 years. You know, he said, do you understand what causes prostate? How can you, you know, do with your finger what you do all these years and still know what the hell you're doing? You must have learned something since you came out of the university. And they don't. They really don't. It's just a routine.
What, you know, just medication?
A routine. Well, no, look, you're looking for medicines. You've got to go to a doctor.
No,
you're not to, so you don't want to go to me for that.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that radiation.
How old are you?
73.
Well, I'm 80, and mine's getting better. And I've had my PS. PSA. Mine's been 20 for 30 years. It's supposed to be 1. So I should be dead by now. No, it's getting better. How is that? Well, first is attitude. I've survived heart, high bypass, all kinds of stuff. I survived everything they threw at me. And I survived it with my consciousness stronger than it was before. And that has affects my body. The stronger your awareness becomes, the more dignity you carry yourself through your trials and tribulation, the stronger the union with your Creator, and it translates into physical strength that, well, I'm not going to brag here because I'm not taking credit for it, but I beat the odds. And the doctor can't get over it. He looks at me 10 years ago, and before I was having my bypass, it failed. And so new capillaries grew in its place while it was failing, because I was doing different things they weren't telling me to do. And I need to tell you some different things that tell you to do, but I'm not sure you'll do them. See, first of all, you really need a proper attitude, because a real attitude is, look, you look at your sickness, and you 73, it's time to die. I'm 80. It's time to die. Okay, so I don't know if I'm going to wake up next morning, but I'm okay with it. If I'm rushed to the hospital with some horrible thing, I will make jokes with everybody and just go through what I have to go through. That's what I've always done. Well, the last time I went, I was really in bad shape when the bladder was swelling, and the doctor, I keep calling him a gynecologist, the urologist, he just let me die. He just gave me pills and pills. I had the pain in my side. My intestines were being crushed. My kidney was being crushed. And he never would tell me. Just gave me antibiotics and antibiotics. That's all they got. And then he knew about it. And they emptied me out. And he had the hospital report. I went to see the side eye. And there it was. He gave me pills, and I was okay for a week or two and started again. And in the ambulance, and I was joking with the ambulance driver, I was thinking of having a heart attack, and the ambulance was so rough, it was bumpy all the way from Ventura to Cedar Sinai, 60 miles. They had a horrible ambulance. The springs were awful. I said, this is going to kill me just from the springs. And they were laughing with the attendants. And so I have a good attitude. When they were giving me an angiogram to see if it was a heart, I was joking with the nurses and talking about stress and how to deal with it. And the surgeon, he was listening, and he came up to my room. He says, "We need the CD. We are under lots of stress." And we joked a little bit, and I made sure I sent him and his colleagues a CD. You got to go through it in a good way. How are you going through it? I hate to think of it, because it sounds like you really haven't really learned what you need to learn. How old? You're 73. Should have called me a long time ago. I mean, you don't call me very much, do you?
No.
Haven't called me at all. I'm here, and you knew you had problems, and now you run out of...
I wasn't aware of the prostate previously.
How long have you been aware of it?
I was informed about a week ago.
Okay, fair enough. So how is your attitude?
I love what you say, and I think my attitude is good, and what you just said is going to reinforce it.
Good. That's a good thing. Now the next thing to do is you're not playing with images like sexual images at all, are you?
No way.
Good. I just want to clear that up first. I didn't think so. Okay, but the thing is, now your diet. Are you eating cooked foods?
Not all the time.
No, but keep away from them.
No cooked foods, period?
No, meaning there's so many good foods you can eat without having to cook it. Just go around and see what avocados, nuts, fruit, salads. You just name it. So many good foods. The meat you have to cook or fish is wise. Because I could eat raw meat. I could eat raw eggs, I can eat any of that. It doesn't bother me a bit. I don't because it's just wise in this day and age. You know, where they're not as careful as they should be. But if you know where they're coming from, you can eat raw eggs. If you know it's from a neighbor and it's a farmer and they're free range, really not free range what they say in the stores, but free range because you know where they're coming from. You're okay, and it's good. And eggs is a very good food. Thing is,
can you eat regular eggs from a store or not?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah. The thing is, you don't have diabetes, do you?
No.
You don't. Do you have constipation?
No.
No. Okay.
About 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was working out and did up to 82 push-ups. But now I think, well, why is it the more I sleep, the weaker I get? I think I got to start exercising.
I think you're sleeping to escape. That's a very good clue. There's a danger in sleeping, is because it becomes an opiate. Food is an opiate. Sleep can be an opiate. And so that if you're escaping for something, if you're not happy, if you don't have a meaning in life, a purpose, I've got one. I mean, I work in day, I love what I do. I love what I do now. And I may work till 2 a.m. on my thesis. I make work all day tomorrow. I'll go for a run or a walk, get the exercise, and eat very little, because I find that less is more. More is less. And same with you. Less sleep, the stronger you are.
I'm sleeping more.
Wrong. It's lying to you. No, you have a side of you. It's lying to you, but you just said something to the contrary. You discovered that the more you sleep, the more tired you are. I get it, because when you lose yourself in sleep, something takes your life away.
Wow. I think you're right.
So you have something inside you that needs exorcism. That's a very strong statement. Not that it will come out that way, but you had something that lied to you. And it lied to you so successfully. So this is your own devices. You think, well, more sleep give me more rest, and more rest, I'm stronger. Wrong. As you get older, you need less sleep.
As you get older, less.
Mm. Yeah. I'm lucky if I get 5 or 4 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
Then I have to, listen, my mind is so awake, I can work 3 days and not notice it.
Wow. So should that be the norm for most people?
I came home from Las Vegas to give a lecture. So that's 48 hours without sleep. And my wife's, well, I get off the airplane, I'm going to do a normal day with work, and even the next night I wasn't sleepy.
Wow.
But when I didn't live such a perfect life, I would sometimes fall asleep driving the car. See? And now it doesn't happen. Wide awake. See? And I'm very wide awake. I'm very aware. The energy of the awareness is my whole being. But I do know I need sleep, and I'm experimenting with that. I may go a week without sleep one night just to see what happens. Because although they say you do need sleep, there's a certain state of consciousness that may or may not require it, but I'm experimenting with it. I'll let you know.
Wow. But if they recommend radiation.
No, this is not subject for discussion with me.
It's not?
No, I would say to you that that you have an issue of rage that you haven't seen. I will guarantee you, I will bet dollars to donuts, as they say, that you on the surface have a problem with rage.
Wow.
And because right. people should not die from disease. They should die from old age.
Right.
And I'm not dying from disease. I will die from old age. I got past the disease phase because I didn't know any better. So, but nobody would tell me. But I, you know, the good Lord guided me through all these things. So it wasn't just hearsay, something I read from a book. I can speak from personal experience. You get new heart. You get new, my kidneys. I went to the doctor the other day. He couldn't believe it. My feet and legs are like a young man.
Wow.
Okay. I've had the diabetes and the neuropathy. I should be in a wheelchair. Giving you my story of my life. Oh, it's getting better. How come? I'm getting older. Things should get worse. That's what you expect when you get older. Bullcucky, it's not true. When you get better, you should get better. Older means better. Wiser. You're more intuitive. More life, more energy. And that's not what you see of old people. They're just falling apart, twisted, broken. Why do you think young people want to die after the, you know, don't want, there's a stage in life where years ago, you know, they didn't want to live over the age of 30, because after all, you know how turkeys, little turkeys are beautiful, and then they grow up to be a turkey and they get ugly? That's what old age is, ugly. Pure ugliness or pure grace. An older person should look like a film star should look, or a noble king. And there should be no disease. Because disease is because you haven't faced something properly. I tell you that you need to look a little deeper and understand what I just told you. That need for sleep is exhaustion, I know. But not exhaustion in the usual sense, because I don't think you work that hard. I think you bought the idea of sleep. And when you sleep, something takes your life. And if you feel more drained when you wake up, that's it. And that's the disease feeding off of you. That's the other self that you don't know exists. You've been listening to me all these years, but you haven't really made it. You've been listening to me on a superficial. In a superficial way, I can be a good shepherd. But you haven't really found the way yet. And you've got to find it. You can't leave the earth diseased. You've got to die a natural death. And when you die that natural death, it means you're leaving the links. You're breaking the links, that disease-causing links, to the disease-causing entity behind. Watch your sleep now. And at this point, you might be fighting it. Be careful you don't fight it. Just understand gently. Understand gently what I just told you and let it simmer in the back of your mind as well, I'll think about it. And let it come to you naturally. See? And see what happens, because if you just listen, the tendency for you is to be a robot. Like a Christian bot. See? Not really a Christian, just... Roy says, and I don't like that. It's not a good thing for you to be that way. I want you to be like me. I don't follow anybody. I want you to be a follower. I want you to be a leader, so that others learn not to be followers. Lead them, show them how not to follow. Follow just for a little while to mentor them, and then they should be on their own. You should be way ahead of the curve by now. People who listen to me sometimes get it in minutes. You're taking too long. There's a little stubbornness in you. A lot of stubbornness. You still stick to your old ways. I don't want to go into those old ways right now, but I think the quietness But you're very quiet right now, and you're thinking about some of the things I'm saying, so little flashes of insights of how you are and what your feelings are and the various attachments and the various frustrations you've had in your life, they're all there. And I haven't got any. I know people have done me wrong, but I don't have any link to it, so if I think of it, there's nothing you can... You know, I can't remember the details. I know it happened, and it was just like a bad movie, and I don't remember it. I have a scene every now and then, but it's not linked to any feeling. And that's what I mean. You've got to start breaking those links. Watch for the next irritation. Would you? And you call me when you see it. Say, oh, I just saw it. And then I'll say, well, what is it? And we'll go from there. Would you call again?
Sure.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Meanwhile, okay. By the way, do you... You're able to go to the bathroom all right, are you? Is he gone? He's gone all right. Okay, well. Men with prostate should use a catheter and learn to change their diet for a while because otherwise when you have that infrequency problem, you better pay attention to that because that infrequency means that the liquids in your body are building up and they're becoming dense, and then in that density forms crystals, and then you have kidney stones and calcium stones as big as golf balls, and then you have to have operations and you have kidney problems. And so if you have that, you should use a catheter, and you should learn to use it properly and keep it clean, keeping it hydrogen peroxide and stuff like that. You can keep it soaked in there till next time. It won't hurt at all. And but you just to make sure until you get over it. See, otherwise the frequency is much worse than you think, because it means that even though you go, the liquid is building up and it's getting more dense, and in that dense medium crystals form, and then you get kidney stones and you get bladder stones. It's awful. And then you can lose your kidney. And it's really bad. I've been through it all. And so nobody gave me any advice. They just let me die. All right, now. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest you better watch your life carefully and thank God you've got a good, healthy body. You better keep it that way. But you've got to have your mind straight first, because your body will follow your mind. Your mind can't follow your body, otherwise you're dead. It's not worth living. All right. And in order to have a good mind, you have to have purpose. I know that most of you don't have purpose. You want to save money so you can retire and play golf. Oh, great. Wonderful. So you putz around. I mean, putt around. Sorry. All right. Let's see. Let me see now. We're going to take a... Oh, 90 seconds to break. Oh, my goodness me. I didn't realize talking too long. I do hope the program's helpful sometimes in getting into areas I don't normally talk about, but still, you have a body, and you need to understand it, put good food into it. And if you want to write to the foundation, I have a new formula for the porridge. It's a porridge that will, if you have bowel problems, constipation problems, very important that moves properly. Very deadly if it doesn't. Deadly, because you have sort of cells in your bowels, like the brain. It's like it tells all the nutrients where to go. You can't turn it into a boiling bog, a putrefied bog, and think you're going to be healthy. So you need to send a donation, and we'll send you a card with the ingredients on it. Thank you. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you're hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there's a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking help itself. If you or fellow soldiers suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there's no need to struggle alone or without help. Patriotoutreach.org is a valuable tool. It provides completely private, simple, non-intrusive support. Confidential, effective, powerful. Check it out. It's private. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
Oh, well, had a little fun. My son David says, I'm talking about something deep and philosophical, and I mentioned the word bowels, and I got his attention immediately. So, okay, let's continue talking about these subjects. I'm not a doctor, but I use common sense here. I can tell you what they won't tell you, and they never will tell you. And there's other things I could tell you, too, but, you have to ask. And so I'll do my best and try not to embarrass you as much as possible, but you do have a body, and it needs to be taken care of. And you just can't use it as a pleasure machine. You can't live down there in that element, because there's denizens in those depths. So, look, write to me if you want the recipe for, it's a porridge that's made of ingredients that is all raw, ground up flax seeds, golden flax, and rice bran, but it's proportionate. See, it's like a chemistry. Food, this is a potion. It's just like medicine if you put it together in the right proportions, and then the body understands it. All those fiber things you take are not good for you. This is the fiber that God made, and it contains nutrients in it that also fights against viruses. That's in the fiber. That's where it is. You're missing the fiber, you're losing the ability to fight virus. And viruses will sweep over this country like you wouldn't believe, because you eat like pigs. And you eat all that junk food, and you just smile and you wink and give it to the kids, and when you do, you're replacing something they should have been eating that would have kept them healthy. And then they get sick and die. All right. Let's be honest here. Send the card. Send a donation to the foundation. They'll encourage you. And we'll send you a card with the information on it and see if it works. You see it will. I told my cardiologist, I got a formula if he wants it. And we don't need your down fiber. Okay, and so there you are. Foundation of Human Understanding is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. This Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Go to the website, and when you've finished watching the Finding the Goodness Beneath Your Wicked Self, it's a video. Download the audio.
With Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, here we are. Now we're going to take John with a similar problem in Las Vegas, so we'll just keep plugging away at this problem of prostate. Okay. Hello. This is Roy.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
It's very similar to the other gentleman, especially in your wrap-up in the end with that hidden rage. I've got a couple of things, health concerns.
Heart problems?
Yes, exactly. I have to face a medical procedure that I...
What is it?
Heart catheterization. They have to put a stent in.
Well, yeah. And are you exercising? No.
I walk maybe...
No. Listen, go to Costco. And most of the walking machines I don't like. I've got one that's 15 years old. Somebody gave it to me as a gift. And at first I didn't use it. Because I said, I need a walking machine with little lights on it. But this is a very intelligent machine. And it'll save your life. Because I had a bypass that failed. But I start walking on that machine right away. And it was a half an hour a day. And those lights went on. And it measures your heart rate. And it tells you, it knows exactly when to push you. It knows exactly when to slow you down. It's genius. It's genius. You've got five panels with lights. And it gives you an incline. It makes you walk up the hill, you know, one in 12 grade or 12 grades, or, you know, level or, you know, elevated to 12 miles in every 100. I think that's what it is. And after a while, you get stronger, and it knows exactly. If you do it yourself, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need a walking machine, and it will not hurt you, because if it senses that something's wrong, it'll slow you down to almost a walk, a very slow walk. And when you're ready, it will speed you up again. And it's the exercise of the swimming. I swim 3 miles. Then for the summer, I don't walk. And then I find that the walking is better than the swimming, because it's a pump. The legs will pump the heart. They need that kind of exercise. Swimming is a very good exercise. I've got strong muscles. Swim 3 miles, you know, in 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 miles in 2 hours, but easy.
That's great, but...
I'm 80 years old. I had a bypass that failed and it grew new capillaries. Why? It can happen to you. They say, well, it happens. No, they did an experiment with pigs. They blocked one group of pigs, the sacrificial group, and both sacrificial, and they gave them all kind of junk food. But the ones that, and they put the pigs on a treadmill, and the other one they didn't. And the ones that treadmill grew new capillaries.
Wow. The doctor said to me, so you either have those capillaries, corollaries.
Do not listen to him. You do not listen to a word he says.
I know. We go round and round all the time. Like
you listen to me. You listen to me, because I won't hurt you.
Pravastatin and stuff like the statins.
Listen, what medicines do I take for my heart? My blood pressure is 115 over 65, and my pulse is 60, and I'm 80. That's better than the doctor. And he knows. I said, I don't need your medicine, not even aspirins. I don't take anything. I just take the right food and have the right attitude and do the right exercise and have an interest in life that I love to do. That's what keeps you alive, interest. No dead end. What do you want to be healthy for? With a dead end? No, thank you. You need a purpose. Something meaningful. Or something, whatever trade you have in a way that is, you deliver more than you promise. Because you love it so much. You love doing it. Even if you weren't being paid for it, you'd like to do it. That's the attitude. There aren't many people like that. How old are you?
It's actually talking to people, doing programs about nature.
Oh dear! I think you better do. I think you need to talk to yourself. Is he still there? I lost him.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. I hear you now.
Park ranger.
Oh, you're a park ranger.
Yeah.
Well, but the point is. It's I don't know if it's a. I don't know what to say about that.
Well,
can't you do better than that?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I think you just settled for a park ranger because I guess you don't know what else to do.
Exactly.
That's not good. That's my guess.
Oh, your guesses are better than most people's facts.
Thank you. Well, look, I do recommend that. I think Costco, I haven't looked at them, but I know a friend of mine who's, I've looked at the picture of it, and I think it's the old model I have, and they're selling it very reasonable, and I recommend that you look at it, see if it's got all those numbers, and you have a heart strap around your heart, and it electronically radios your heart rate to that machine, and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I wish I was selling them. I make a lot of money because I believe it. People like yourself need it. People like myself need it.
Well,
you cannot figure. You can't do it yourself. You can't. You don't understand. This was done by cardiologists, brilliant, who understood. They're very brilliantly done. Got to give them credit. It's the program. So, anything else you want to ask me? Diet. You need to watch your diet. And I said, do you have diabetes?
Not that I know of, but I'm
well, wait a minute. You've got to know.
No.
But you don't know. You don't know. You wouldn't know. It is a silent killer, so you can't answer the question no. If you have a heart problem, it's either out of nerves and anger, because otherwise you wouldn't have problems. It does alter the chemistry. Go ahead.
At least that.
What are you angry about? You're a park ranger. You angry at the bears?
What do you get mad at?
When you get mad out, you run out of the park with the bear behind.
Yeah. That's happened to me. I almost kicked the bear in the butt thinking it was a dog. Boy. Uh-huh. Boy, that spooked me pretty good.
But anyway, look. Diet, watch your anger. Watch your anger level, because you didn't display. You seemed like a pretty cool guy, but I think you've lost your way somewhere and settled up as a park ranger. Not that it's bad to be a park ranger, but for you, I think there's more to you than a park ranger.
Yes. There's a lot.
What is it you want to do?
I watch politics. I watch the country. I watch.
Never mind that for the time. But what do you want to do? What's meaningful to you? Politics is one thing, but I don't know if you want to be a politician to straighten out the country. You're not strong enough yet.
No.
I think you need what you need is something you enjoy doing for the love of doing it, and it just can't be painting. Because that's a distraction. That's a sort of an artsy fartsy thing.
It's helping people, but I'm too weak.
No, you're not helping. You're helping. You know why you want to help people?
Because I'm helping myself.
That's right. It's a way of making yourself feel better if you help people, and you don't know how to help people. If you're helping people to help yourself, you're selfish.
Yes.
The motive is wrong.
Yeah.
If I was helping you to help myself, there'd be a pride in it.
Yes.
You know I'm not helping you to help myself. I like what I do. It does help me, but that's not the motive. It helps me in a different way when you do it with abandon.
Scratch that. So there's got to be something else.
There's got to be something else. How old are you?
58.
Okay. You're too young for all that. See, so something's going wrong, and it is something that's frustrated in you.
My ability to confront confrontation is
there. You go. Do you have a computer? Can you download the CD? It's there for the taking.
I've used it.
Start using it now, and you call me next week. And you may be a lot better. And if you look at that machine in Costco, I'm not getting any money for this.
Okay.
Just see if it's got all those different dials on it, and it tells you about five different things: your heart rate, how far you've gone, how many minutes it takes, the elevation of the machine, and it goes up and down all by itself. It is something that is therapeutic, and you couldn't have a What do you call those people that help you with exercise?
Therapist.
You can't, a therapist couldn't do any better. He couldn't do as good.
Okay.
All right.
I know you've got a lot of people to help.
No, but watch your food and check your sugar.
Your poopy power. Your poopy.
Yeah,
power.
But check your sugar and reduce your. Try to find. I have to do a program on this. I may not be able to get it all in tonight, but I need to sit down and talk to the audience and show them how to eat, because if you eat the way I do, you'll never get the sicknesses you're going to get. And the sicknesses you have will go away.
Okay.
And so I keep my calories, my carbohydrates, to less than 30. The average person is 300, 400, 500, 600, 700.
A day?
Yes, 30 a day. That's just a little over an ounce.
Oh, amazing.
But it's spread through the vegetables, through the fiber. It's spread so that your body gets the nourishment, everything it needs, and it's happy body. You can't have a good life without a healthy body. And so after a while, if you are selfish and foolish and you misuse your, eat the wrong foods, and you're not wise about things and use your body as a pleasure machine, and then the meaning of life goes away, and then pretty soon you're fixated trying to fix yourself and getting doctors to fix you, and they don't know what the hell they're doing most of the time.
I think I need your attitude before I need your knowledge.
You're absolutely right. That's why you would use the meditation first, and then the attitude will lead you to the other things.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You feel better already. I know it.
Yes.
Good. All right. Let me see. I'm enjoying my callers tonight. It's nice. It's not that I don't enjoy them every night. I do. We've had lots of good calls lately. And intelligent people. Okay, Paul. Would you please go to the website and watch the video, Finding the Goodness Beneath the Wicked Jew. It's an interesting title. But it's fascinating. You see, my tie's crooked, and you know, my producers, I've been kicking their butt over that. I didn't think it was. I thought it was all right for the moment. They said it. All you can do is see is my crooked tie, and you can't hear what I'm saying. But anybody, watch it. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, now, David's next, so he's been waiting a long time, but we got these prostate problems and they had to be taken care of. We didn't go through the whole routine, but I think enough. Attitude is first. Attitude, nothing happens with attitude, nothing. Yeah, I can show you how to do all the good things and your body gets better, but your mind is not right. You fall again. And you don't even want to live after that. Or you get so excited that everything's all right, you think it's the food that did it. No, it's the attitude mingled with the food. It's the attitude that now is able to use the body it couldn't before, and to function, and to have a way of life that's, you know, not looking down the end of a dark tunnel. All right. Please send a donation to the foundation. You can actually use the web, fhu.com, and use it. And download the CD for Christmas. It's my gift to the world. And the reason why it's this way, because everywhere in the world, people can't afford, don't have the money. Maybe little villages may have one computer, and they get to watch me. And if they don't, if you have a village somewhere that has the CD, and you know that, well, you should let people know all over the world. Call your friends that in different foreign countries and say, listen to Roy, and download the CD or listen to it. You don't have any machine to burn the CD. And watch the programs, if you can understand English, have a translator to translate me as I'm talking. See? A lot of people can speak English in this world. It's a prominent language. Except in America, of course. All right. Well, a lot of stupid things happen here. We're just too free with our compassion. All right. It's weakness. Post office box 1,000. Can I see a nice mail on Monday morning? Not that it'll work. Maybe Tuesday. Can I see a decent mail, please? And phone calls, ordering something. I mean, I'm not telling you what to buy because it takes too long to mention. Or I don't like to do it. So call the office and see what the specials are to encourage you just to buy two for one, two things for one, whatever it is. They'll tell you. Or on the web, there's some of that going on. All right, thank you. FHU.com, that's the website. And the address is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And ask for the porridge recipe. Give a donation if you will. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, David, you've been waiting a long time, so your patience is a virtue, and so let me see if I can help you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, David.
Okay, well, by all rights, I should really divorce my wife.
But she committed adultery on you.
Yeah, and we have three children, small children.
How many times she done this?
It seems like she's supposedly infatuated with this individual, or whatever. And
yeah. So what are you doing about?
She wrote a letter, and she's wrote that she doesn't deserve. I don't deserve. She doesn't deserve me.
Oh, that is the oldest excuse in the book. So, because you're too good for her, therefore she doesn't deserve you, so this other person is it's just a lot of baloney. It's just baloney. It's nonsense.
She can't forgive herself or whatever, stuff like that.
Well, but the point is, I would not divorce her. And I would have a nice telephone call with that gentleman. And,
well, the thing of it is, he's in a foreign country.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, then. Leave him there, then. That's good. Make sure. Then she communicates with the computer?
Yeah.
This is what you do, is you take March in, then you take the computer, and you sell it.
That's what I'm going to do. She's
no, but that's
right
what
now.
You... No, you should have done that a long time ago.
Right.
My wife had a resentment towards me a long time ago, and she started to have an affection for a poodle.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
it can be triggered just by the resentment that...
That's right. She needs to transfer something to some little thing that wags its dog and goes, I love you.
Yeah, exactly.
I
think I have to play hardball. I found some money that...
No, that's it. Play hardball. But not angry. No anger. Not a sign of anger. Just take the darn thing away and let her yell and scream and stand there and wait till she's over it. Thank you.
She's hid some money.
All right, make sure... Now, the second part is... does she have access to your bank account?
Not mine, but she works and she doesn't pay one bill.
Okay. So, let's see now. She works and doesn't pay one bill. And does she feed you?
Does she what?
Does she feed you?
Occasionally, yeah. Occasionally.
Oh, no. I would demand that she doesn't work. Wait. If the telephone does it, the telephone comes out.
Just be hardball, right?
My wife moves and has her being in the right way. She'll drive that 15-year car till it falls into the ground. I got two of my own, and one of them's meant for her, but I drive it.
The thing of it is, she won't divorce me, right?
No, don't divorce her. No, she's infatuated. And you're weak. The trouble is a weak husband. You got the idea. I took a strong stand from day one when, listen, I came home one day, and she didn't make dinner for me. And she's got nothing else to do. She's to look after a few kids. There weren't many in those days. And so I said, I don't not go to work if I'm angry with you. I don't get angry with you, but I'm not going to punish you by not going to work. You make my dinner. Well, she wasn't going to do it, so I sat there. And 3 o'clock in the morning, she made dinner. She made chicken. I didn't eat it. And when she shopped and brought home the wrong food, because I only had $50 a week, we went back. I took over the bank account, and I said, I'm going to teach her how to shop. And I had to teach her how to cook. I had to teach her everything. I was her mentor.
So if she doesn't like it, she can walk out.
No, that's exactly right. And guess what? The less you care, the more she cares. But don't try to make her care. See, and it's not an I don't care attitude. It's you got to be the father she never had before you were a sex partner. You got to be the father she never had. And you have to be firm with her, gentle with her, and treat her like a naughty kid. You want to respect her feelings when the feelings are perverse? What are you talking about?
Exactly. Thank you.
Come on. All right. You're welcome. What a way to end the Friday night program. So you can get a copy of this program, play it to someone, and just tick them off and they go ballistic and you know that they're not your friends. That's a way of getting rid of those friends who are not your friends. Just get them to listen to my program and just look, watch and smile. You listen to that man, they'll say, you're not my friend anymore. Good riddance to bad rubbish, they never were. All right. So, have a good weekend. 800-877-3227. And the website, download complimentary CD that will help you hold your ground under stress. It will cure just about 80% of your dilemmas and problems. FHU.com. Thank you, and enjoy the evening, and stay tuned.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227. If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website, FHU.com. That's FHU.com.